This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The Nanaimo 710 Club Society was founded in 1985 by a group of people from various faith backgrounds who came together to feed hungry children in the city. Since then, the 710 Club has served more than 1 million meals, not only to children, but also to anyone in need. I'm joined in the studio by 710 Club board members Jane Copeland and Deborah Frankowski. Welcome to People First Radio.
Thank you very much.
Deborah Frankowski, why is this service so important?
Well, I think in Nanaimo, there are people from struggling, and they are on fixed incomes, or seniors, or students, and it's a need, and what the 710 Breakfast Club tries to do is to fill the need. Mm-hmm. It is a constant need, and we find that the actual people vary from year to year, but it seems to be a constant need.
So what have you seen recently, let's say in the last couple of months or the last few months? What has been the experience down there?
The experience has been that there seems to be a consistent increase, and what we're finding is there's a, with the increase of the actual cost of food and the cost of living, that we see a variety of families, working poor, seniors coming in, and it seems to be that the donations, everyone's struggling a little bit more, so the donations are scarce right now, so we're really working to make it a little bit more stable, so we want to know that from month to month, we can keep the doors open.
Mm-hmm. Jane Copeland, you're the 710 Club Society's treasurer. Tell us more about the organization's funding concerns.
Sure. Our major concern right now is our meeting our monthly expenses. Probably 36% of our budget has been gaming revenue. About 28% from individual donors, 30% from churches, corporations, and organizations, and about 6% from events and fundraising. Just with the timing now of the transitions in gaming funding, we find ourselves, with a gap between, we're probably good till the end of May, and then we don't really have any money for the couple of months after that. We normally get a big gaming amount right now, but we're not going to be getting it till August. And just with all the transitions in gaming, we are trying to not rely on gaming quite so much. We would like to build up our individual donations, and certainly Nanaimo is a very generous community, and with people in terms of volunteering their money and time. And And then in terms of our expenses, people always like to know that, most of our expenses in our organization go directly to, or all of our expenses go directly to feeding people in terms of groceries. And then, we have rent and some a few salaries for kitchen staff, a lot of volunteers. But definitely we're looking for money, and there's different ways people can get a hold of us. We have a website, info@nanaimo710club.com,
or that if you would just be the email address.
That's our email address. Sorry, and if you just Google Nanaimo 710 Club, our website comes up, and our phone number is 250-714-0917. And we're really trying to get our monthly donations up, because that equalizes our revenue stream.
Now, a few months ago, I visited the 710 Club and spoke with a number of people who were having breakfast there. I also spoke with a couple of 710 Club volunteers. Here's what they had to say.
Yeah, this is Davey Johnson, and I'd just like to say, the 710 Club is a real blessing. throw a privilege to be able to have the opportunity to get a nice warm meal, breakfast, and lunch to go. And I'd just like to say thank you to the Seven Tongue Club itself and all the volunteers that make it possible to bring us some food, wherein otherwise it may not be available at all. I don't think a lot of people understand in this day and age of affluence, I guess the majority of our society, what it's like to go without food. And literally, I would say a good 75 to 80, maybe even 90% of the people that are on human resources income don't get enough money to support themselves as far as food and other necessary items throughout the month, and have absolutely no choice but to utilize services like the 710 Club or the Food Bank.
It's really helpful for people that are less fortunate, more or less. And yeah, it's very helpful. I'm glad we got it around. It's very helpful for some people that can't really afford their monthly food or whatever. Because they get a bag lunch and they feed you and get coffee and water, whatever. It's pretty good.
Okay. So what's your experience of the 710 Club now that the hot breakfasts are back?
Well, personally, I think it's a good idea that they have this club in town. I mean, there's nowhere else for these guys, these people to go in the mornings. It's made quite the difference, having a hot breakfast and getting a bag lunch.
I think this is very necessary. Because a lot of people, they don't have anywhere to go, and if
they spend all their money on rent, and they got nothing left for food.
Exactly.
Well, personally, I think it's invaluable because there's so many people that, although they strive to do well, they just don't have the money to feed themselves each day. And without it, I think the crime rate would go up, and people would be in much more despair than they are now. And so, it's a God blessing to all of us. You know, and people, not just the people that use it, but the people outside that don't necessarily think they need it or whatever like that. Without it, it would impact them because people would be desperate.
What difference has the 710 Club made for you?
Well, if you're, you know, used to waking up and having food and coffee, you can come here and, you know, grab some coffee, as much soup and porridge as you want. It's a good way to start the day. Sometimes there's clothes here, so people are nice, so, you know, just getting on your feet or starting out, it's a good way to start things, so good way to start the day, so.
Did you think when the 710 Club lost its location, its permanent location, did you think that you'd be able to see it operating again like
this? I thought I would at some point. I didn't think it was going to take as long, and I wasn't sure where, but I knew that they were an ongoing effort to find a new place. I'm glad that it worked out, you know, so. It's important to the community in a whole, I think, to have something like this for the people, because there's so many people here that are actually, they work, but they just, you know, you get into that point where you're working at a low wage, and it's almost like you have no disposable income, right? So if you add a kid or two to the mix, you know, you really need it.
Oh, no, it's just a good service. I'm glad it's here and stuff. Like, I'm used to, like, working and doing things, but, you know, just a day, just a simple thing like having coffee in the morning. If you can't have that, it's quite a difference to me. So I can come here and at least have that and, like I say, food and stuff. Sometimes there's clothes and stuff, so it's pretty good, actually. So.
Great. Thanks, guys. Volunteering here, what have you seen in terms of what's offered here? How important is it?
Oh, it's very important.
Why is it important?
The needy get food, and the quality of food that they're offered here is very good. They get good lunches, they get good breakfast. It's a good start to their day.
What has your experience been like as a volunteer here?
Oh, it's wonderful. I really, really enjoy what I'm doing here, and they're just people, no judgments.
I've seen a lot of homeless come in and pick up their lunches, and even the working poor. Some people come in with their kids. Like, there's a regular that comes in with his three kids under five. We do have our regulars, like, every day they come in, and they're always very, very thankful for what they take. We've got a lot of pickup things that they can just take with them in a plastic bag, you know, bread for the rest of the day. And now that we've got a warm breakfast, it's picked up a lot. Oatmeal and soup, and it's really good.
Thanks very much.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. On average, 125 people go to the 710 Club on Prideaux Street in Nanaimo for breakfast every morning. Many of those people are the working poor. I'm joined in the studio by two 710 Club board members, Jane Copeland and Deborah Frankowski. Jane Copeland, the organization will host its annual general meeting next Thursday, April the 29th. What can you tell us about not only the volunteer board of directors that is behind the operations of the club, but also the general group of volunteers?
Well, we've got a very dedicated bunch of volunteers, and they do a variety of things, from helping in the kitchen, picking up bread runs and food that is donated by grocery stores in our community, helping out at, we had a Christmas breakfast this year. We've had a Christmas dinner in the past, and they're just a very pleasant bunch that really give a lot of themselves, and they're very much appreciated.
Deborah Frankowski, what have you seen and experienced amongst the volunteers and the people that have come together to make the 710 Club a happening reality?
Well, I think that everyone has the same, it's an open heart feeling, but the mission is really to feed the hungry in Nanaimo. It's such an unassuming organization. It's very humbling to be a part of it. And everyone in general has the same mindset, just to feed the hungry, no questions asked, with dignity and respect.
Now, we just have a moment left. I'm wondering, is there anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today? Jane Copeland.
I'd just like to encourage people to come to our AGM next Thursday and to speak with us. And also, seeing is believing. So come by any morning between 7 and 10, Monday to Friday. Come for a cup of coffee, and it really makes a difference when you actually see what's happening. Thank you.
Deborah Frankowski.
What we're looking right now for partners, so anyone that can partner with us in any way, whether it's volunteers, or we're actually trying to do monthly donations set up through our website or through phoning the office. So anyone that's interested in any way to participate, please get a hold of us. We'd really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thanks very much to both of you for taking the time to join us today, coming into the studio.
Thank
I really you. Appreciate that.
Thank you for having
you.
Us.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Okay. Jane Copeland and Deborah Frankowski are volunteer board members with Nanaimo's 710 Club Society. You can find out more about the work of the 710 Club at Nanaimo710club.com. You can also attend the organization's annual general meeting, 6:30 p.m. next Thursday, April 29th, at 285 Prideaux Street.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.